Hey, some people like wintertime, some people like the spring, some people like the fall, some people like the summer. I'm a warm weather guy, but man, I love calving season. Hey, I'm Blake and this is your Tailgate Talk. So calving season. Calving season is, for us, predominantly in the spring. We have a lot of fall calvers as well, but most of our girls calve in the spring. And I love it. I know that sounds nuts, and there's a lot of guys that hate calving season because it's maybe a little stressful and a little, you know, busy and a little tiring, but I love it. And let me tell you why I love calving season. I never get tired of seeing the miracle of new life, even in the world of cows, right? It's just, it's incredible to me how God has just created this order of how new life comes into the world. And it never ceases to amaze me. Even when we have to help a little, right? Like even when the mama cow is, you know, she's having a little difficulty and we have to give her a little assistance, which happens, it still blows my mind how a new life can come from just a couple of parts to a new calf that's running the fields and bucking around. And that's mind-blowing to me. And the way it all comes together, right after that calf is born, and the mom knows exactly, even first-time heifers, she knows exactly what to do. She knows to clean that calf off. She knows to push around on it to help it get up. That calf knows. I mean, everything is new to that calf. That's another thing that I just love to kind of sit back and watch. You know, the grass is new, the sun is new, everything is new to that calf. And that calf knows to go directly to that mama's udder. Like it's just, it goes, that's amazing to me that they just know what to do, that God has built into them how to do all that. That's amazing to me. The miracle of new life never ceases to amaze me. And you know, I know that's in relation to cows, but across the aisle a little bit, the miracle of new life in the world of us humans is a sacred thing. God has given me the high privilege of serving on the board of a center in our area called Abundant Life. And just recently, we acquired a new ultrasound machine, which will allow our staff at the center to save lives in an even more efficient way. Recently, we had a kind of a dedication, a blessing time over that new machine. And I was reminded just how important the business of saving lives is. It's an eternal work. See, life is sacred. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1. And he spoke to Jeremiah and he said, "Listen, before you were even formed in the womb, I knew you and appointed you a prophet to the nations." You know what God was telling Jeremiah? "Listen, before you even began to take shape in the womb of your mother, I knew what your purpose in life was going to be. Before you had little eyes and little ears and a little nose and a little mouth, before your little fingers took shape, before your little toes took shape, I knew exactly what I was going to use you to do." You see, if ever there was a passage of Scripture that told us that life begins at conception, I believe it was Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. When God would say to us, life has purpose from the very moments of its beginning. So can I just challenge you today to kind of stand in awe and wonder at the incredible thing called life? Can I challenge you today to be an advocate for life every time you have the opportunity? Not in a hateful way, but offering hope to those who may have difficult decisions to make when life is before them. Offer them hope and offer them compassion and give them resources to help them choose life. But more importantly, or most importantly today, give praise to the one who created life. Aren't you thankful for it? Listen, I'm glad that you joined me today on this tailgate. And I tell you what, I don't think there's ever been a more beautiful day that God has ever created than this one. And so it was a good day to talk about life. Thank you for joining me on the tailgate. Do me a favor, click that share button, help us get the word out about Tailgate Talks and about Life Word. Hey, until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. And until then, have a great week, and I love you, and we'll see you next time on Tailgate Talks.